Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. The Tuscola County Board of Canvassers has officially certified election results for both the Cassidy School District and Mayville Community Schools following a review of several outstanding ballots. Officials say military and overseas ballots expected from Fremont and Navesta Townships did not arrive before the legal deadline and were not included in the final count. One signature cure ballot from Elkland Township was corrected in time and accepted for tabulation. During the canvassing process, election officials also addressed 8 absentee ballots discovered after Election Day in Elkland Township. Township officials reported the ballots had been properly secured but were accidentally not delivered for processing. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting coordinated with the Michigan Bureau of Elections to ensure the ballots were handled according to state election procedures. After reviewing the ballots and verifying voter eligibility, the Board of Canvassers voted 3-1 to count the 8 absentee ballots. Republican board member Doug Lagos joined Democrats Mike Warchuk and Charles Stockwell in support, while Republican Isaac White voted against the motion. The 9 ballots processed, including the cured ballot, produced 6 yes votes and 3 no votes. With those ballots added, the final Cassidy School District proposal totals across Tuscola, Huron, and Sanilac County stood at 630 votes in favor and 628 votes opposed. The board later voted unanimously to certify both the Cassidy and Mayville election results. And the Tuscola County Board of Canvassers determined the Cassidy School District's May 5th bond request actually passed by 2 votes in a tally of 630 yes to 628 no. The process to ensure $10 million general obligation bonds for 24 years can now start. The money will be used for updates, improvements, and security upgrades to the electuary and junior-senior high school. The delay to determine the election results was because of a couple of issues. There were several outstanding ballots that required resolution before the statutory deadline. Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment, or MOVE, ballots anticipated from Navesta Township were not received by the deadline, so they could not be considered by the Board of Canvassers. And there was one outstanding signature ballot in Elkland Township that was successfully rectified before the deadline. Also, the Elkland clerk discovered 8 absentee vote ballots that had been secured appropriately but were inadvertently not delivered to the precinct for processing on Election Day. When that was discovered, County Clerk Jody Fetting notified the Michigan Bureau of Elections to ensure the ballots were handled properly and presented to the canvassers in accordance with election law and established procedures. Also, the absentee voter ballots were removed from the secure transfer container, and the board examined the envelopes to verify they remained sealed and untampered, so they were verified. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, The Columbia Township Library received funding to be able to offer more for its patrons, and there will be a request for a millage issue to support operations. The Liberty at 6456 Center Street, Unionville, received a Pilcrow Foundation Children's Book Project grant. The grant, which requires a match, will allow the library to buy $1,200 worth of children's books. That is not the only funding the library received. The library received funding from the Tuscola County Community Foundation's Future Youth Involvement Grant. That funding allowed for the creation of the marketplace area for crafts. There will be an area with sewing machines, circuits, and some other craft items. Also, there will be one mill requested for 7 years to fund the library's operations on the August ballot. If approved, the millage will generate about $144,000 the first year and cost the property owner of an $80,000 home about $40 for the first year. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.